News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday Update with Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. We've got you locked up in a schoolroom somewhere.
Yes, I am in a class this week, so I had to call you instead of coming by to see you.
Well, let's run down some events that are taking place and beginning this weekend, an Easter egg hunt called Blue Bunny.
Yes, we have Operation Blue Bunny. Our Bryan Police Department's Chaplain Corps is inviting the public to Operation Blue Bunny. Now, it's a community-wide egg hunt, and it's free to the public. We'll be having about 10,000 eggs, and that will be filled with candy and be hidden on the SFA, the Stephen F. Austin football field. So we have three age groups, 0 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 9. And there will be a few of those lucky kids who might actually get a bike.
What time does the fun begin?
The actual Easter egg hunt is from 10 to 11, and it's on March 30th, which I believe is this Saturday. And if they come out an hour ahead of time, we'll have a police car and a fire truck there on display for the kids to check out and sit in, or they crawl through the back of the police car and get a good look at that as well. So, but the actual Easter egg hunt is from 10 to 11 this Saturday, March 30th.
Again, it's Stephen F. Austin at the football field.
Correct. Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to the virtual ride-along.
Yes, the Bryan Police Department is, we're going to be doing our first ever virtual ride-along. And what that is basically if you have a Twitter account, you can follow along. I will be riding along with Officer Reyes from 3 p.m. till about midnight, depending on calls and the interaction I get with the community. And I will be tweeting out all the activity that we'll be doing that night. So what if we respond to a disturbance, then that's kind of what I'll tweet out, that we went to the disturbance. And that way you actually get to feel like you're sitting next to the police officer and going to the calls with them.
Your Twitter handle is?
It's at Bryan Police.
Okay. And then a couple days after that, then, on the 7th, there's Guns and Hoses.
Correct. Sunday, April the 7th, Guns and Hoses' first basketball game. Now, we've always played broom ball, and we've done, which is also coming up pretty soon, too. And then we also do baseball and softball. But this is our first basketball game ever, and I'm sure it's going to be a great event. It's going to be start at 4 p.m., and it's at the Bryan High School Gymnasium. And the basketball game is between the Bryan Police and the Bryan Fire Department. It's going to be a friendly basketball game. There's going to be a $2 entry fee, children under 7 and under for free. And the entry fee money that we get will be donated to the Boys and Girls Club of Brazos Valley. We'll also have concession stands open. We'll have a 50-50 raffle and maybe some fun at halftime as well.
And then wrapping up with our traffic locations.
Yes, our traffic locations this week, and I encourage everybody to slow down all over town, but it's going to be in the 1600 block of Saunders, which is 30 miles per hour, and the 4100 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour.
All right, very good. Well, we'll get a recap of the Easter egg hunts next week, and maybe they'll unlock you out of the classroom by then.
Yes, I should be out of the classroom by then, and I'll give you a lot more details on that virtual ride-along. I'm real excited to do that.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.